Welcome, precious child of God, to yet another life-changing message from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. Reverend Sydney is the head pastor of God's Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled Developing a Faith That Works. And the theme for today's episode is The Mind, Heart, and Mouth, Part 2. Do stay tuned and be blessed.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Please give me 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1. Give me NIV, please, if you have it, NIV. It says that when the queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord, she came to test Solomon with hard questions. Verse 2. Arriving at Jerusalem with a very great caravan with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold and precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she has heard on her mind. Somebody say on her mind. Oh, I love you, Jesus. It says that Solomon talked with him about all that she had heard on her mind. Somebody's on her mind. And the Bible says that when the queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Solomon and the plagues and the palace, he had built, the food on his table, the sitting of his officials, the attending servant in their robes, his cup bearers, and the burnt offering he made at the temple of the Lord, she was amazed or overwhelmed. Somebody say overwhelmed. Hallelujah. This was what Queen of Sheba had heard and processed in the mind. Somebody say in the mind. But then she had to see it vis-a-vis. She had to see it with her own two eyes. And the Bible says that when Queen of Sheba entered the courtyard of Solomon, the Bible says that she saw all the wisdom of Solomon and the palace that he had built, the food on his table, the sitting of his officials, the attending servant in their robes, his cupbearers. Amazing. When the queen with her regalia and her beauty entered the courtyard of Solomon, she could see that heaven had come down on earth. You see, when God gave Moses the design of the tabernacle, it was something like a replica on earth. Are you understanding me? It was as it was. That is why God gave him the exact dimensions. These things your carnal mind cannot produce. Am I communicating? So God told him that this, it would have to be a cubit fit here. It would have to be this measurement. Exacting. And Moses was supposed to follow. God was showing him how it would. Charlie, the day we go to heaven. Look at somebody say, I hope I'll see you. Hallelujah. Everything was downloaded. And Moses, listen, God does not joke with beauty. Are you understanding me? God does not. That is why scripture makes us understand that there should be order in the house of God. Are you understanding? God does not joke with orderliness. Hallelujah. That is why when you come to the house of God, you need to come prepared with all the beauty. Are you understanding me? So when the queen entered, she realized that, this is so beautiful. Look at how the table was arranged. The cutlery on it, everything was, the servant in their robes was so beautiful. The amount of invitation said, Kowedi na, uko pama tadie, na wase, seems to no cry a mistake, I'll be Canada pa. Hallelujah. Is it not true? Hallelujah. But when you are coming to the house of God, you need to come before your maker, the King of Kings, dress what? Well. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Some people have said that, you know what, forget about it. If they throw me an invitation right now, the Bible talks about the man that threw a party and people did not come. Hallelujah. And he said that go out and go and invite people. Let them come and fill the sea. And when they came, some of them were not dressed well. He said that, this is a wrong dress code. You need to go back. And he said, I let them go back. He invited them. But when they came, he said, let them go and dress well and come. Are you understanding me? When we come to the house of God, we need to dress well. Are you understanding me? Se watadie kama, perfume papa. Hallelujah. Obie ni baby autoye. Don't worry. Are you understanding me? Dress nice and come to the house of God. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Polish your shoe. Listen, you have to represent yourself what to your maker well. You see, I will not be surprised that some of you, the way you come before your maker unprepared, that there are times you don't dress well. You go for some interview and all that, you dress kama. And whilst you are going for the interview, you are praying and saying, God, may I receive favor. And the king is saying, aha, you come to my house, that one. Are you understanding me? But if I do it everywhere, I have the evidence to tell God that, God, even in your house, I come properly. Are you understanding me? Look at, tap somebody, imaginary high five, not high five, imaginary, and tell the person that you are looking awesome. But you can go 1.03. Tell the person you can go 1.03. Hallelujah. Somebody told me that I don't have anything in my wardrobe. But when there is a wedding, hey, they will figure out with their pearls and their necklaces and everything. Hallelujah. Why don't you do the same thing when you are coming into his house? Wear your heels. Am I speaking to the ladies? Hallelujah. Put on that your heels. That heels that you bought, you are waiting for a wedding invitation that will never come. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. That will never come. But you never know. The day you will wear it and bring it to the house of God. Maybe you are looking for a husband. That is where God will what, promote you and open that door for you. Are you understanding me? Dress a kama and come before your maker. Hallelujah. Somebody say, my mind. I want to continue my series. Hallelujah. Amen. My mind, my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. My soul. It's very important. Last week, I dwelled on the mind. Amen. And I want to close with it. Hallelujah. I said that the mind is very important. And the devil loves to put thought into our mind. Amen. Things that you are not thinking about, from nowhere you see it entered your mind and you are like, where is it coming from? Hallelujah. So all the time there is a battle between what? Your mind and your spirit. Are you understanding me? And that has to do with what? Your flesh. Hallelujah. Sometimes you analyze the thought that is coming into your mind and you are like, hey, where is this coming from? No, I don't know where it's coming from. Hallelujah. And the Bible makes us understand in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 to 5. Quickly, please. Oh, Jesus, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. Is it there? Is it there? Hallelujah. So it's very important that it says that for though we live in the world. No, 13, please. 3 to 5, yeah. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Next verse, please. The weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they are divine power to demolish stronghold. Next verse. I love what's coming. We demolish argument. Somebody say argument. And every pretension that set itself against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Somebody say captive. Am I communicating? We take what? Captive. Somebody say, I take captive. Of every foreign thing that will impose itself upon my mind in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said the last time that we give the devil the legal access to be able to penetrate our life and cause a whole lot of chaos. And how do we give him access? When we move away from the presence of God. Are you understanding me? We give the devil what? Access. So if you could see the enemy having access in your life, you need to check whether you are closer to his presence or you have moved from his presence. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And now I want to speak to you about the solutions. Sorry for those that did not come last week. You can check it out on YouTube. Amen. Hallelujah. I give you the solutions that will help you to control your tongue. Hallelujah. I said that your tongue can make you or what? Or make you. Hallelujah. And I've heard people give a lot of excuses and say, I did not mean what I said. But indeed, you are lying. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. Give me Hebrews chapter. Give me James, my anchor scripture. James chapter 3, verse 11. Give me James chapter 3, verse 11. Are we there? Let's read together. Is it there? It's not there. He says, consider the source. Where it's coming from. It says, can both fresh water and salt flow from the same spring? No. It says, my brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can salt spring produce what? Fresh water. So the point here is that whatever is in the well comes out. Are you understanding me? Whatever is in you will what? Will come out. Sometimes you can tell people the way they talk and you can tell how their character is. Just the way you talk can tell how what your character is. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So the problem is not really my tongue. Say my problem is not my tongue. My problem, say my problem. Are you here? You don't like this message? Say my problem is my heart. Are you understanding me? Your problem is not your tongue. The problem is your heart. Are you understanding me? Say, Udi Nyoma Ehunyasha Wakumemua is definitely going to come out. And I said last week, there are times where you hate people, you don't like them. But you give them a facial expression that you like them. Are you understanding me? You see them, you smile. How are you, sir? How are you, ma'am? How are you, lady? How are you, sister? How are you, brother? You look at them. You smile, you see all those things from your face. It shows that, oh, you care. And even there are times where your tongue is also saying, oh, you look good, you are nice. But within your heart, oh, boy. Are you understanding me? And I told you last week, this your tongue will betray you. Because it gets to a stage where your heart now is full. I so biaye wadiyama show wakuku. And I say, I shall bo. And you want one day to blast it. And after you blasted that one day, now you are like, ah. You are speaking to your friend or your neighbor. And you are saying, ah, where does this thing come from? And you are not fortunate. That is where the tongue will say, wa mi mini wache. But it's not just like that. It is in the heart. Are you understanding me? So sometimes we give excuses. And we say that, oh, you know what? This thing, I don't think that, you know, I don't mean it. Yes. If you really said it and you meant it, you have to say sorry. Because the truth of the matter is that it's from the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, what? The mouth speaketh. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. I want us to read it together. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Some say, man of God, where are you quoting it from? Let's read together. Matthew 12, 34. For the mouth speak what? So the tongue speaks what? What the heart is what? Is full of. So it's obedient to tema, and yes, it's in the heart. Are you understanding me? The heart is full of that. Hallelujah. Number one solution, get a new heart. get a new heart. And I don't mean surgical. Get a new heart. You've got to get a new heart, and that's the problem. Ezekiel 18:31. It says that, rid yourself of all what... Let's read together, church. Get a new heart and what? A new spirit. Listen, if you paint a pump on the outside, the inside will always betray you. Are you understanding me? You can do all your makeup, but when the inside is not good, it will always betray you. Are you understanding me? So the solution is to work on what is what? On the inside. Am I communicating? I can turn on a new leaf and say that, you know what? I need a new life. I've turned on a new leaf. But you have to change on the inside. Your heart what would have to change. You see, when your heart changes, it shows on you. Are you understanding me? When your heart changes, what it shows in your communication, it shows in how you interact with people. It shows in even your attitude when your heart changes. Somebody say, my heart. Say, my heart. And I want to believe God that God will give you a new heart. Are you understanding me? And give the Lord giving you a new heart is to say that I want to let all the past go away. You see, some of you, the reason why those doors cannot open is because you are still leaning on what? On the past. Let it go. Can I talk to you? Let it what? Let it go. You want to turn on a new leaf? Let what? The past go. Are you understanding me? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. How do I get a new heart, man of God? And we say, man of God, how do I get a new leaf? Or how do I get a new heart? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. It says, therefore, let's read together. The new what is here. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new what? Person. My version say, he is a new what? If you are in Christ, you are a new what? Person. Are you understanding me? The old has what? Has passed away. Behold, all things have become what? Have become new. Are you understanding me? So when you let go of the past and you are in Christ, you have to expect what? You need to walk in the newness. I can't be in Christ and still walk in the past things, in the old things. No, that is not progression. I need to walk what? In the new. Are you understanding me? New life, new heart, new spirit. Say that after me. New heart, new life. And that is why, God willing, this Saturday we'll have our baptism. Hallelujah. I believe it's a good place to clap your hands. Jesus comes into your life and he wipes away every sin and everything you've done. You know, sometimes the enemy, he comes hunting you and say, the Lord has not forgiven you. The Lord has forgiven you. Are you understanding me? Sometimes when you are praying, you hear some voice say, Nyamin faubon in jail. And you feel so much guilty even in a place of prayer. It's the devil. Somebody say, it's the devil. When you confess your sins, he will forgive you. Are you understanding me? When you come to Christ, you are a new what? You are a new creation. You are a new person. And that is why I love David. David said that, create in me a clean heart, O God. Psalm 51. Are you understanding me? It says, create in me what? A new heart. Because what is in my heart is going to come out of my mouth. Are you understanding me? What is in my heart is going to what? Come out of my heart. And David said, create in me what? A new heart. I want it to be your prayer this morning. That Lord, create in me what? A new heart. Number two, ask God for help every day. Ask God for help every day. I want you to lift up your right hand and say, I need supernatural power. Say, I need supernatural power. Hallelujah. Listen, sincerely, if you want to control your tongue, you can't do it on your own. Are you with me? You cannot do it on your own. You need what? Supernatural power. Hallelujah. You need to ask God for help. You need to tell God that, God, what? Help me. Help me to control what? My tongue. Are you understanding me? Help me to control my tongue. Don't go machoism, you know, that I can do it on my own. No, it's not going to work. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 141 verse 3, it says that, set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Put it there for me. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. I never knew there is a door on your lips. Hallelujah. But the word of God is teaching that there is a door on your lips. You can either close it or open. Somebody say close, open. Some of your own is open 24/7. And say, Muhuni biana oka. It says, set what? A guard what? Over my mouth, Lord. And keep what over the door what? Of my lips. Have you seen some before? Sometimes you want to curse somebody. And you know what I mean by curse? Not the curse you are thinking about. Hallelujah. Amen. And then when you start opening your mouth, you say, You want to say it, but it cannot come out. Are you understanding me? So you need to keep this as a memory verse. Psalm 141 verse 3. Keep watch over the door of my... So anytime there is a temptation, Lord, set a guard over my mouth. Remember this. Please write it down. Hallelujah. Let it be your memory verse this week. Amen. Hallelujah. Let it be what? Your memory verse. Are you understanding me? Lord, guard my what? My lips. Don't let me be critical today. Today, this week, don't let me be critical. Don't let me be judgmental. Are you understanding me? Some of you are too critical and too judgmental. You're going to say that, Lord, please, as I've heard your word this week, Lord, set what? A guard over what? My mouth. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. I don't want to be in a place or do something where I will regret. Lord, please set what? A guard over what? My mouth. This should be our prayer every day. Every day. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. You see, getting in God's word is very powerful. Because when you understand and you learn God's word, He will help you. You go before Him, you say, Father, this is your word. This is the evidence. Set a guard over my mouth. Are you understanding me? Lord, this is what? This is your word. Are you with me? I want to believe God that this week it will be your prayer. Can I get an amen? This week it will be what? It will be your prayer. Number three, solution to disciplining your tongue or your mouth. Number three, think before you speak. Think before you speak. Am I blessing you? Think before you speak. And what I mean here is that engage your mind before you put your mouth into gear. Are you understanding me? Engage what? Your mind before you put your mouth into gear. James chapter 1 verse 19. Let's read together. James chapter 1 verse 19. It says, everyone, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Listen. It says that take note of what? Of this. Everyone, let's read together. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and what? Can we read that again? And slow to become what? Angry. And there is a designation here, and it goes in order. It says that first be what? Be quick to what? Listen. That is one. There is an order here. Don't jump it. It says what? Be quick to what? Listen. And then it says what? Be slow to what? To speak. So that means that if you are quick to listen, you will be what? You'll be slow to speak. Am I communicating? If you are quick to listen, you'll be what? You'll be slow to speak. And if you are slow to speak, you'll be what? You'll be slow to become what? Angry. Is it not true? Why are you looking at me like you are not real? Is it not true? If you are slow to speak, some people say, because me, I stammer, so that is why I get... Oh boy, are you understanding me? You are lying. It's not true. And because I want to, you know, say a specific word, I can't say it, and therefore I get angry. No. If you are slow to speak, listen, there are times where somebody says something and then you are so much aggravated. You want to say something really bad. But James is telling you that be slow. Catch you be say, home is so. I have a boss, when we are sending an email, after we've drafted the email, he will say that, yeah, home is so kakra. Read through again, before, because our work is, what you advise is very important. Are you understanding me? So you make sure what you are sending there is correct. Some of you, there are times where you have to home so. Sometimes they say something and then it hits your heart. And listen, you want to react at that very moment. But you know what? Just turn, go somewhere. You pretend that something has hit your chest and just be doing like that. Am I communicating? Listen, you have to find ways and means to what? To be slow, what? To speak so that you avoid what? Becoming what? Angry. I'm telling you, it could be your friend, your spouse, sometimes they can say something and then it will hit you. But you see, if you don't control that tongue, you remember what I spoke to you last week? The man that came from work. You remember, right? Everybody got it. To even the doll that the baby was holding, she got her bite. Are you understanding me? So you have to learn. This is a deal. You have to learn. Some of you from here started just today. Start learning. Some of you, I know you have terrible anger. Terrible. It's so bad. It's that bad that sometimes when you commit the act, you are like, Mr. Cry, why in a woman cry? Now you don't know who even gave birth to you. It's that bad. Sometimes you regret. You are like, oh, right. Couldn't I have waited? Couldn't I have just pretend that I have a phone call and go out? Something like that. And after it happens, you are like, God, what's happening? And you know what? It's been happening consistently from time to time. You don't know. James is giving you the antidote. He said that be quick to listen. What's it there? What's it there? Be quick to listen. Okay. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you are not quick to listen. You misjudge one way and say, who did him at them? So, did you at them? Are you understanding me? He or she has not said anything. Sometimes you are not quick what to listen. So, what's the person say? Yeah, who did him at them so count? But on Casa, he's not said that or she's not said that. Are you understanding me? So, be quick to listen and what? Slow to speak. Okay. You let your words be okay, and then move around. Hallelujah. It doesn't take who you are from you. No. It does not. I believe it's a good place to clap your hand. It does not. And I demonstrated some time ago, the enemy will come and stand by you and be speaking into your ears and say, are you not a degree holder? Does he or she know where you come from? Bossam, come out your channel. Come out your channel. And the enemy is speaking to you. And after you do that, and now the Holy Ghost is now speaking to your heart, and now you feel all so guilty and all like, why should I do that? May you find grace. May you receive spiritual therapy for anger. Spiritual therapy for anger. Hallelujah. May God give you that therapy in our name. You see, because some of you, if you listen, go back and listen to this message. If you don't control this anger and pray for grace that God will help you, that promotion you want to land, you'll never get it. Hallelujah. Because everything you said, there are times where God has to help you. You need discernment to know when to speak and when not to speak. Hallelujah. I'm telling you something. Hey, yao, me boy. Shemeni, me no kasa. Me suit ya shemeni. Something. Hey, ya, anami boy. You think I'm fake? I'm real. I'm being. Something. Hey, ya. Sometimes you feel like no. You need to react. Sometimes it can hit you. You drink ice water, but still. Hallelujah. It hits you and you want to react. Say some word that can. By the end of the day, when you move away quietly from the scene. You see, the most frustrating aspect is when you are having an argument with somebody and now it's turning into something else, and then you are moving away and say, hey, who call him? Brah, brah. When I'm in your casa, brah. Once you are moving peacefully, they even call say, that guy, you know, how call? And your heart is beating like something. Can I have a witness here? Somebody say, this is the message we need, though. These are practical messages. This thing, they can block your blessing. You can come and pray 24/7 by fire, by tender, but an anger can block your blessing. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So once you are turning, turn and go. But once you are going, remember, Lord, keep a guard over my... Let it be your memory verse. Keep a guard. Are you understanding me? Number four. Okay, let me finish with, think before what you speak. Are you understanding me? You see, our tongue display who we are. And what direction is your tongue leading you? Ask somebody, what is the direction your tongue is leading you? Tap somebody gently. Say, what is the direction your tongue is leading you? People say, I'm sick. Are you honest? Every day you are sick. What's the direction your tongue is leading you? Some say, every day, everything you say, negative. Where is your tongue leading you? Are you understanding me? Every day, and you are a child of God. Oh, I'm not saying don't be realistic, but there is a power that overshadows being realistic, and that's the power of faith. Are you understanding me? That's the power of what? Of faith. So some of us, the direction of our tongue can tell where we are in life now. Are you understanding me? And I mean, yami kitwa ayo sana yami bomi. How can you speak like a child of God? How can you speak like that as a child of God? You know, God, just bless me with something small and I'm okay. No, who told you? You are a king. Are you understanding me? You are a queen. You are a priest in his house. Are you understanding me? Today it might look like it's little. Hey, who told you? It will never remain that forever. Are you understanding me? I've seen people who dropped out of school. But you know where they are? God, Jabba. They are more than people that have chopped all the certificates. If you have a relationship with God and he's with you, when they put you in a pit like Joseph, you will not stay there forever. Am I speaking to you? You will not stay there forever. People can speak to your face and tell you, look, we know you. We know your family. We have sized you from head to toe. You are going nowhere. Look at them and keep a guard over your mouth and say, I know the God that I serve. Are you understanding me? Sometimes we need to be very careful because our tongue controls the direction of our lives. Like a rudder, like I explained the last time, the rudder of the ship, it controls what the direction what of the ship. Are you understanding me? Please be careful what you are speaking on. Please be careful. Please be careful what you are speaking. Are you understanding me? Ah, my dear student, you are here. Wave your hand. Let me see you. Great. Hallelujah. Please be careful what you are speaking. This paper is hard, though. Immediately you entered the next level. Some guy from nowhere tell you, hey, this lecturer is so difficult. Now we must show. I want them na anopebi also ya. Sa lecturer we yesu are difficult too. Yesu are difficult. How can I pass my exam? How can I go to the next level? Are you understanding me? Be careful what you speak. Oh. Am I communicating? I stand in the mirror. I say, I see a great man of God. Yes, and you my own how ya say you won't come years ago. Well, mirror now here when you now I make up in Kwano. Am I communicating? There is something deep more than the mirror you see. You see yourself. I am makeup in Kwan. Look at yourself and say, ah, mention your name. Mention your name. No, mention your name. You look at them, you mention your name. Sydney. I am not a failure. Look at him in the mirror. Sydney, that blessing is coming upon your life. Are you understanding me? Prophesy and speak to yourself. Be careful about what you are speaking, what you are saying. Some of us, all the time, negative things. Negative things. Your tongue will lead where you will go. Your tongue will tell you where you'll be 2 years from now. I'm telling you. Your tongue will tell you 5 years from now. Because Bible said there is life and there is what? There is death in your tongue. So whilst I am speaking, I am planting in my life. You never know. Are you understanding me? Any year is like seeds. You are planting it. How can I make it? You are planting it in your life. As you see, you are planting. Still planting. Where am I going from here? Planting. And you know what? Whilst you are planting, you know what? The enemy is right behind you. Ogu sunsu. Hallelujah. So you need to what? Be positive. Please speak good things about yourself. Listen, sometimes no one is saying don't be real. Sometimes things are tough. But don't look at the situation and say, this situation is going to kill me. See, people have said that and the situation killed them. Are you understanding me? Be strong. Are you understanding me? Be strong. And he said, the Lord will bring me out. Are you understanding me? He is the lifter of the head of man. I will not be in the merry clay forever. He will put me upon the rock to stay. Somebody say, I'm coming out. Say, from today, my tongue will not control the direction of my life. Hallelujah. Sometimes go before your store and say, today sales are coming. Listen, you don't know the power you have. You don't know when the Bible says, I've given you the authority in heaven and on earth, you don't understand the authority you have. Are you understanding me? So you stand and you prophesy, I see sales coming. Are you understanding me? You don't wait. Listen, some of you, your attitude in the morning tells how your day will end. Is it not true? Your attitude will will shape on you till midnight comes. But imagine that I wake up in the morning and I begin to speak prophecies upon my life. I am entering the day with sales coming. I am entering the day with joy coming. I am entering the day with blessing coming. My tongue will lead the direction of my life. I see a man coming into my life. He is blessing me. I see a woman coming into my life. He is my destiny helper. Lord, I speak over my life. I shall not be the tail, but I will be the head. I prophesy my family will not fail. I prophesy my parents will not fail. I prophesy my cousins will not fail. Lord, we are priests in your house. Lord, we are kings in your house. We are going far like you lifted David, like you lifted Joseph. You are blessing us on a place of prominence. Can I prophesy to you? I prophesy that as you declare a thing, so shall it be. I prophesy to you, as you speak with your mouth, so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Me who say, three years to come. Now you ready? Me who say, me ko jina Delta Airline. Na me ni abai you abi kasa. Na me yi me passport, na me visa, e boom. Na me di atire no. Osi wo koin, me si me ko US. Osi US in fa na wo ko. Me call Brooklyn. Or say have a safe flight. Why? Me who say imagine me passport. Me who say me name immigration. Me who say me call. Me who say matina flight nimo. Me who say Bruni be kwa team in chain. Bruni say hello, how are you? Me say I'm fine. Me who say plane na landing. Me who say me do immigration. I'ma check me in. Me who say me pay. Me who say ma kwa me kamo. Ma kwa me fear. Prophesy. Me who say me men in I am penning for me who doctors womb, me who nurses womb, me who professors womb, me who someone bar, na me who see a tina dinner table,
Now we me bisa we say we can we call him or say me call Turkey. We be some way we can call him or see me call Dubai. We be some way we can call see oh meaning me family you call Akosumbo you call Tina Hodi Dia Kakra. Are you understanding me? You know what I am doing? I am planting seeds with my tongue. Are you understanding me? I am declaring it to my life. I will not be that person that will say, oh, for me, I feel lonely. Oh, for me, I feel I'm not going nowhere. Oh, for me, I feel I am sad. No, I am not that person. I will speak it to my life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Some of you begin to prophesy on even your children. Me who say me ni na ma worry. I see the man I marry. I see three children. I see one. I said titin kakra. I said bakuno dineti. You know, baku we I saw pekasa, but me train kasa. Prophesy in your life. Are you understanding me? Speak upon your family. Are you understanding me? Don't just sit down and look so sad. So morose, so disappointed, like you are going nowhere. I want you to stand up, tap three people, tell the person prophesy in your life. Say, you know, stand up, move around. Say, do you know what I see? Say, do you know what I see? I prophesy. I prophesy. I prophesy. You are going far. Say, I see you in 2 years from now, your life is changing. Say 2 years from now you will see me and you will wonder, is that you? Is that you? You will see me and you will say, who has done this? And I will tell you, is the Lord that has done this. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Are you prophesying? Listen, you need to prophesy. Me who say me see me die, come on. Yeah, you know what? Some of you think that, oh, you know, me saw afina mini, afina me page you my command abayada. Me who say nyami esrame. For I see myself in my office. I see a picture on my table. My wife and my husband. My children, they are all there. Are you understanding me? I see myself, and I see say, AC Papa be a bummy. I see I'm working. I open the door. I see a personal assistant that is empty position. And Yamibe Pejano. Are you understanding me? Prophesy in your life. Are you understanding me? Your promotion has delayed. You prophesy. I see I enter my boss office. My boss is asking me, why has your promotion delayed? And I tell my boss, my promotion is not in your hands, it's the hands of God. Please release me. I am prophesying. Are you understanding me? Years ago, I stood in the mirror and the Lord told me, son, begin to prophesy. I looked at the mirror, started prophesying. I said, I see in the realm of the spirit. And I see myself here. I see myself here. When I started prophesying, the Lord opened my eyes and I started prophesying in the lives of people as well. Are you understanding me? I came to tell you, your tongue is very important. What you say today will determine your Yeah, listen, the devil is a liar. I don't know, but I'm seeing some people here. From today, your life is changing. Your perspective of things is changing. Are you understanding me? You know what God told Adam? He said, name the animals. What kind of authority is this? Are you understanding me? Some of you begin to name things in your life. I name prosperity coming. I name victory coming. I name power coming. I name joy coming. Begin to name things in your life. Listen, the word is a spirit. It's not limited by geographical location. You can speak to 3 years time before even the year coming. Are you understanding me? The Bible said the vision is yet for an appointed time. Even though it tarries, it will come to pass. Do you know why it tarry? He's looking for your word. Are you understanding me? Do you know why it tarry? He's looking for your faith. Do you know? Oh my God. Do you know why it tarry? He's looking for your desire not to give up on the vision. Though Joseph was in prison, but he never gave up on what he saw. I don't know what you have seen, but I believe that the Lord has revealed himself to you by your dream and your vision. I pray for you as a man of God. May it come to pass in the name of Jesus.
How many of you want to sign checks? Not 0.0, no. Tell somebody, say not 0.0. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to sign good money? Prophesy. Are you understand? Listen, go and ask some people. They will tell you that they never get, they saw their life. No. Somebody, you need to challenge the devil. Are you understanding me? You know why you can challenge? Because you have the authority. Challenge. Somebody say, I'll challenge him. Say, I'll challenge him in this life. Say, I'm coming out victoriously. Say, I'm coming out victoriously. From today, listen, look at me. I'm closing. From today, stop speaking things with your mouth that will not lead you anywhere. Are you understanding me? The choir is growing. The choir is increasing. Are you understanding me? There is beauty in the choir. There is oil in the choir. Are you? Listen, there are times where, you know what? Your prayer alone should be just declaration. Are you with me? Declaration. Lord, I declare, I'm walking in high places. Lord, I declare, your beauty is all around me. Lord, I declare, favor. Lord, I see that doors that I touch, they open. I see doors that I touch, they open. Are you understanding me? Change the direction of your tongue. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? Some of you have spoken certain things like 4 years in your life and it's fighting you. Are you understanding me? This is no devil, no woman in your village. These are words you've spoken. These words, they are life. Are you understanding me? Sometimes some people have spoken hateful words. Sometimes we get angry, and even our children, sometimes we can speak some things to them. Utikoto. What bond do? Come on. Look at someone, say, come on. Hallelujah. Akwalani nyine affecting. Now about sorry demo. Reverend prophesy. Mean prophesy. Hallelujah. Because you have spoken certain things. And unless the Lord reveals to you, now you don't see, you need to go back to reverse it. Some of you have spoken some things, you need to go back to reverse it. Are you understanding me? Everything I've spoken with my tongue. Listen, I know some of you, things are so tough. Very tough. You look at yourself, no, it's not going to, no. I'm not sure this is going to work. I will never succeed in this thing. I'm telling you, I will never succeed. It's not going to. Lord, why? No. You know what? Whatever comes, I will take it like that. Lift up your right hand for me. Say, my father, as I lift my right hand, in 1 minute, every declaration that I have made negatively. That is impacting my life. I refuse it. As I clap my hands, reversal. Now. Begin to pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon. And shalom.